In every Congress for the last 18 years, a bill's been introduced to federally recognize a half dozen Virginia tribes. They trace their ancestry in this land back more than 10,000 years. But in every Congress, the bill has died. And then earlier this year, Virginia Senior Senator Mark Warner stood on the floor of the Senate.
Occasionally we get things right. And boy, oh boy, this is a day where we get things right on a civil rights basis, on a moral basis, on a fairness basis.
Seated above Warner in the balcony of the Senate were the chiefs of the Chickahominy, the Eastern Chickahominy, the Upper Mattapony, the Rappahannock, the Nansemond, and the Monacan Indian Nation, six tribes that helped the first European immigrants survive. Karen Wood is the director of Virginia Indian Programs at the Virginia Humanities. She's also a Monacan from Central Virginia.
We've been presented as obstacles to civilization, which is sad and offensive, and exclusionary. And now we're getting to a point where Native perspectives are welcomed in the telling of the story, and that's exciting. I felt like my ancestors were never asked to speak. And so I'm one of the first people in this generation who's being included.
That corruption of history is part of why it took 400 years for these tribes to gain federal recognition. After the Civil War, as courthouses burned across the South, Indian records were destroyed. Records that the government requires for tribes to receive federal recognition. What's more, Virginia white supremacists passed the Racial Integrity Act in 1924, which eliminated Indian as a race in the U.S. Census, labeling them as colored instead, again stripping them of any chance at federal recognition.
Many of them left the state so that they could marry as Indian or wouldn't be drafted into colored regiments. It was a really pejorative time when our people felt very persecuted by their neighbors and by the state. And so we hunkered down, that's the term we use, and we withdrew to ourselves. And maybe that's what saved us from assimilating into the general population.
There are 566 federally recognized tribes in the U.S. That recognition gives them access to funding through the Department of the Interior. The funding is competitive and tribes have to apply and make a case for it, but it beats relying on bake sales and powwows to support their tribal centers, many of which are in rural areas. Frank Adams is the chief of the Upper Mattapony.
Initially, what we would like to do with any funds that we can get from the federal government is to update and upgrade our tribal facility and the electronics in the building, just so that we can begin to process and apply for monies to provide health care and educational grants to our citizens.
Monacan Chief Dean Branham says he's working with the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C., to identify ancestral remains and artifacts to reunite them with the tribe. But he says the deep and painful irony of seeking recognition from a government that tried to eliminate you hasn't escaped him.
To me, it's kind of owed to us for them to finally say, hey, you people have been here all these years, and I'll never know why it took so long. I don't think anyone will, but they did the right thing, and I think justice was done by doing what they did and recognizing us, which it should have been done a long time ago. It shouldn't have took 18 years.
Back on the Senate floor, Senator Warner thanked the tribes for their patience and perseverance, and the bill passed unanimously. But it had one more hurdle.
The Republican Congress had passed our bill, but that it was now in Trump's hands to decide whether to sign it. So all of the futures of the people that I love were actually in the hands of a man who hasn't been very friendly to Indians. And he signed the legislation.
What was your reaction?
He did something right. Honestly, that was it.
I'm Jordy Yeager.